I'm a great person. Of course, I have had to redefine grace a little bit differently than how God defines it, but that's okay. Because after all, when he defined it, it was a long time ago, and things have changed. So, he pays his way. And he sails to Tarsus to flee from Jehovah. I love that. And he uses the word Lord of Jehovah, the ever eternal, the ever living, eternal, loving God. That's really what Jehovah means. I'm the present. But he's just going to go over kind of ways where God won't be able to find him. Now, you know, we laugh at that. Don't raise your hand. But have you ever thought you were hiding from God? We dumb, aren't we? So he's hiding from God. And then the Lord sent a great wind. He sends the same word for Holy Spirit in the Hebrew. There's a lot of fun going on here. So now he's running and hiding from God, and God doesn't know where he is. So God sends the Spirit. Because he's driving Jonah to faith. I'm going to tell you, Jonah, that you cannot depend upon your own energy and your own power. You need me. And there's a violent storm that arose that the ship threatened to break up. And all the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. Now look, when you're a landlubber and you're aboard ship with thieves and sailors, and you see they're afraid, that's bad. Okay? That's bad. They're afraid. They're terrified. And they cry out to their own God. They cry out to the God that they think is God, which is the product of their own hands. They're worshiping the same thing Jonah is. It's different. Okay? But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. Everybody else is terrified. Not Jonah. Now, some may look, he's living the faithless life. No. May have been the faithless life. He's trusting law. That's what he's trusting. He doesn't care about life. And we know for a fact he would rather die than see one of those evil, nasty Assyrians come to Jesus. Which brings me to a principle I teach in my church. I tell my people, you be real careful before you witness to somebody. You ask yourself these questions. Is this the kind of person we want in heaven? Is this the kind of person I want to spend eternity with? Are they like me? Don't be witnessing to people who aren't like you. They might accept Christ, go to heaven. We don't want those people up there. I'm glad y'all are laughing. You do see the stupidity in that, don't you? Well, that's what Jonah was, see? But for real. We just want people that we like. They just missed out. Jonah missed out. See, his point of contact with God is justice, is law. He's just missing one little piece, just a little bitty piece. And that's that God's love. That God loves everyone.